I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Uganda, a country that's 82% Christian, is also increasingly the site of brutal atrocities against Christians. Year after year, radical Islamic groups make more headway south into Africa. Todd Nettleton says the Voice of the Martyrs USA wants to help Ugandan churches prepare for increased persecution and hardship.
When persecution comes, the Bible gives us some instructions about how to respond to that. Pray for those who are persecuting us. Love our enemies. Forgive them. And so that's a part of the work that Voice of the Martyrs is doing right now in Africa.
Nettleton says Saudi Arabia has funded much of the Islamic extremism in Africa, so the attacks won't be ending anytime soon. Ask God to strengthen Uganda's believers as they prepare for increased persecution. Feel their pain as they suffer. Many believers have already been attacked by their own families or villages. And Lebanon will be facing food shortages in as little as a month if the Ukraine crisis continues. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki tells us
81% of the wheat that Lebanon imports, we get it from Ukraine, 15% from Russia. So that's 86% of our wheat comes from those two countries, and Lebanon is left with only 4% of wheat that we produce here in this country.
Part of the Lord's Prayer is, give us this day our daily bread. Heart for Lebanon's food program supplies an answer to that request as the hands and feet of Christ. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
From a physical human perspective, it is bad, but from a spiritual perspective, we have an opportunity like never before to share the love of Jesus Christ.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional for women, written by women, for spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.